Chapter 16, in which the Rancor feeds. Luke is stunned by the fall, ashamed of his failure, and unsure where he is. There is so much in his head that for a moment he doesn't act. The Gamorrean who fell with him, however, has a single thought in his head. The Rancor is coming! As fast as his bulky body can carry him, the guard tries to scramble up the ramp. It's hopeless, and if his brain could hold a second thought, he would know it. Just yesterday, this guard watched the great beast eat Ula, and he cheered it on. Now he hears his own comrades cheering it on again. He oinks and squeals for mercy, but it's not coming. Only the Rancor is coming. The great iron door rumbles open again. Luke doesn't know what's behind it, but he knows he will be fighting for his life. He calms himself, focuses. A moment ago, a lack of focus led him to make a terrible mistake and use his powers thoughtlessly. Now he must use the Jedi lessons of his masters to use his powers wisely, to put away fear and anger, to use the Force as a true Jedi would.
Oh no, the Rancor!
He hears C-3PO cry out from above. And now the great door is open, and the beast is in the pit with them. The Gamorrean squeals even louder, thrashes about even more violently. But Luke can now see the Rancor with clear eyes. The beast is a horror, one of the nastiest predators from one of the nastiest planets in the galaxy, captured and brought here at great expense. But Luke is not horrified. He studies it intently. The talons come first, four on each hand, and each one large enough to go right through a man. Though the beast walks slowly on short legs, its long arms and fingers allow the Rancor to grab up anything within 6 meters and stuff it into a gaping, slobbering mouth. It only has fangs. It has no need to chew up plants, only to slice into raw, living meat. And now, seeing the fat green guard, it does just that. With one last squeal, the guard is chopped in half and swallowed, armor and all. The Rancor will cough those up later, along with the bones. But now it has other business. Another morsel of food is here, and the Rancor is still hungry. And now, it turns to Luke, and he is forced into action, leaping aside just before the claws can close on him. The arms are surprisingly quick, Luke realizes, so he won't be able to dodge them for long. He must go on the attack. As he leaps to the top of an unsteady pile of rubble, he sees the leg bone of a huge beast, probably a bantha. It's no lightsaber, but it is a weapon. He grabs it, but the time spent pulling it free has cost him. The claws snap closed on him and squeeze tight. He tries to beat at the great reptilian hand with the bone, but it's useless. The Rancor barely notices. The Rancor raises Luke to its mouth, which slobbers and smacks in anticipation of this second snack. Luke stares into the gaping maw. It seems impossibly large. He won't even be a mouthful. But could the mouth be a weakness? He thrusts the bone into the mouth, not as a weapon this time, but as a wedge. One end is planted just behind the lower jaws, and the other catches on the roof of the mouth. The Rancor, expecting a soft, juicy bite, finds that it can't even close its mouth. It roars with fury, whipping its massive head from side to side, flailing its arms. Luke is, for a second, forgotten and dropped. In its panic, the mad beast strikes the wall, causing a small cave-in. Luke scrambles to avoid being buried. Then he darts into the crack in the wall that has just been created. He hopes for a rest, but he won't get it. The Rancor, with the wild power of a frightened beast, snaps the bone between its great jaws. In an instant, it is shaken off the fear and remembered the hunger. Again, long taloned fingers reach out for Luke, probing into the crevice where he hides. But Luke is ready this time. He has found a large rock in the rubble of the cave-in, and now he smashes it down on the Rancor's hand. This does no damage, but causes the Rancor to hesitate for a second, which is all Luke needs. Springing past the gore-encrusted claws, he sprints toward the monster, then runs between its legs. The Rancor grumpily turns to follow him, but for a moment, Luke is out of reach. He has seen that one section of the pit's wall is a great iron gate. Nearby, a panel has a button. Could escape be this easy? As the Rancor charges at him across the pit floor, Luke jabs the button. The gate does indeed open, but behind it is a solid rock wall with a heavy human-sized door set into it. He rushes to the door. Maybe he can get through. But no, it's locked from the other side. He peers through the door's barred window and sees that it's even worse than he thought. There are two brutish men on the other side, and he barely dodges a spear one jabs through the bars at him. He spins away and now sees that the Rancor is upon him again. Stooping low to get under the iron gate, the beast leaves no room for him to run or even to dodge the claw that now reaches for him. But beyond it, he sees the utility panel again. If only he could push the button. Maybe he can. He grabs for something to throw. The closest thing is the skull of a previous victim. So be it. He grabs the skull and hurls it past the Rancor. A perfect shot. Aided by the Force, instead of merely pushing the button, it crushes it. The panel short circuits with a spray of sparks. The mechanism holding up the iron gate lets go. The great weight is released. Tons of steel fall on the Rancor's head, slamming it to the ground and crushing its skull. The great beast is dead.